completely forgot to do it.
What happened?
We were listening to the lovely music from the Steve Bertrand Comedy Hour that's going on right now. I just completely forgot.
Wendy, people depend. They need to hear the song to know what's coming.
I'm out of sync. I haven't been here since Wednesday of last week.
Gotta throw that Monday part in, too.
See, I'm all out of whack.
Camille, is there some way? Camille's filling in for Kevin today. Could you just reload that song just to
From the top, because I usually do this really annoying thing. Kevin filled in for me on Wednesday. Did he do it?
On Thursday he did.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I don't even know what day I was here. All right, Ema Sumac
here
from the top. I love those bongos.
Nice bongos. That's much better. When you hear that song, what does it put you in the mindset of? Like, when you hear the beginning of that with the bongos and her saying the babu babu, like, what are you envisioning?
I am envisioning myself up on, I don't know what it's called, but you know when you have people in a jungle carrying someone, they're holding two sticks, and you're sitting on, like, a little hammock made of leather, and I'm sitting up there, and someone's throwing grapes into my mouth, and I'm actually catching each and every one, not missing a single one.
I could see that.
What do you think?
Mine is very similar. It's a dangerous canoe ride through.
Through a
foresty, like a somewhere on the other side of the planet, somewhere nowhere near here. But there's a couple of guys with oars in front, and there's people in back.
Do they have makeup on their faces, like tribal marks or something?
Yep, they have that.
You know what's really weird?
Oh, one more thing. And there's a guy hidden in the bushes, and he's got one of those things that looks like a flute, but then he goes like. And
oh,
there's
the
like a
darts.
Poison dart. He's like ready to shoot that at me. Yep.
It's very treacherous.
That song, that's what it's supposed to do, is make you think of that sort of thing.
I know, because it's actually called Jungla.
Is that right?
And isn't that weird that we both got a
Well, the
vision
tribal
of
bongos, of course, they're going to kind of put you in the mindset. But yeah, a lot of danger when you hear that, right?
Mine's
not
so much.
No?
Mine's somebody not feeding me grapes, making me work for it. They're tossing it up.
Who is the person tossing them? Is it someone you recognize?
No.
Just a mysterious phantom.
It's just a native person.
Oh, somebody from the area?
Yes.
A grape tosser? give me your best grape tosser. Money's no object. I just want whoever your finest grape tosser is.
Somewhere I see an elephant in that song, too.
Doing what?
I don't know.
Just nearby?
Yeah,
needed?
I think. But, you know, I guess there are jungles in Africa.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So yeah,
there's
I guess
a bunch of them.
There's an elephant somewhere nearby.
Just
I
in
can
case
sense it.
He's needed. That's fine.
And you know the weird thing? He never forgets my name.
Well, elephants never forget, Wendy. To this day, you can say to an elephant.
Do you remember that day, Bergen?
Give me the box score, the White Sox and the Detroit Tigers, June 8th, 1972, and he'll give you the whole lineup, what they hit. I don't know how elephants remember that stuff, but they never forget.
You know, I'm going to a White Sox game next week.
You just went to a Bears game.
I know. Look at me. Chicago sports fan.
Who are you, Hub Arkish?
Yes, I am. Hub. That's a great name.
You know what his middle name is? Abubba. Did you know that about him?
Abubba Arkish. I did not know that.
That's a fun fact about him.
Yes, I'm going to the Sox game next Wednesday night. And I believe it's Blackhawks night, so they will be honoring some of our famous Blackhawk people.
In what way?
Just they'll be at the game.
The first pitch,
maybe.
And stuff like
I don't know if there's like there are a lot of tie-ins with the Cubs and the Hawks, and now this is the Sox and the Hawks.
I think you'll have a good time. I mean, it's been a rough year for the White Sox. I said this the other day. I had the White Sox game on. And I hadn't watched a White Sox game in about a week or a week and a half, and I didn't recognize hardly anybody in the starting lineup.
I know.
I just go, wait, who's this guy? Wait, who's that guy? Who are those guys? I don't know who anybody is on the White Sox anymore, except Abreu.
That's a part of the problem,
and Tyler
though.
Saladino. He remains a constant in the White Sox universe.
There aren't a lot of standout people like you have your Rizzo and your Zobrist.
Right.
You know, maybe if they – but, you know, the year they won – the World Series, there were a lot of people there are a lot more characters.
Oh, sure.
There hasn't been that.
Yeah.
And I realized as we were going to the game, Jim points out, and Jimmy Mack's a huge Sox fan, born and bred. And he's like, we haven't been to a game in 2 years.
Oh, it's too long.
I know.
That's why they've not been doing well. They feel like you've let them down.
Well, it's too late. I should have gone earlier in the season, but we will enjoy it. We had a family party yesterday for my son Michael, who graduated from high school, Dylan, who graduated from junior high. I know it was kind of late.
Mm-hmm.
I had a lot of things going on.
You get the whole summer, by the way. You don't have to do it right like the day they graduate. You get a whole summer.
Well, I thought this was nice because then, you know, school starts next week. I figure a nice little,
good
you know,
off.
Yes,
yeah,
denouement, if you will.
Oh, was he there?
Your
French
Danu
neighbor?
Was there.
I heard you were having a graduation party.
And he French kissed everyone.
Everyone?
Male and female.
What a louse.
But my cousin Jeff came over and he said, hey, let's put on the Cubs game. And I looked at him and I said, we don't watch the Cubs in our house. We don't.
You did a little last year, though, when it was crunch time.
Well, you had to, because quite honestly, it was a news story. It was the best team in baseball.
Yeah.
It was the most exciting World Series. And the final game was probably the most exciting baseball game I've ever seen in my life.
It was. There's no doubt about it.
A lot of ebbs and flows.
Yeah.
And yeah. But other than that, just your average Cubs game. And I wouldn't let my cousin Jeff put it on.
Let's say, hypothetically, the Cubs are in the exact same situation that they were last year. They're headed toward the World Series. It's game 7 of the playoffs. If they get in, they get into the World Series. Would you or any member of your family watch that game, or would you refuse?
If they're already in?
They won it last year, so it's this year. Let's say they're in a similar situation. You gave in to it last year. You watched, and actually, I remember you saying you were kind of enjoying it.
And I was, you know what? I was cool with the Cubs doing it.
Yeah.
I don't want the Cubs to do it 2 in a row.
Just once. That's all they get.
You know, it's a whole bragging right thing, you know, and White Sox fans have been bragging for quite a long time because 2005 was a long time ago.
It was.
But now the Cubs get bragging rights, and they can have it for a year. They can have it for a few years.
But no more.
But they can't win back-to-back World Series. That would be unacceptable to me.
But wouldn't you say that if anything's fair, and very few things are, but if anything's fair, after waiting over 100 years, 178 years, you don't think that they deserve two? One is enough for you?
Well, not forever.
Yeah.
They don't have to wait another 108 years, but not back-to-back.
I'm afraid you and I might not be around to see it if they had to wait another 108 years. It's possible.
You know about this whole solar eclipse that's happening a week from today as well?
Yeah, I'm so excited.
I kind of really am.
How are you?
It happens, I think, at 1:15 our time, ballpark figure. Please check your facts and figures because I don't want to be responsible for you missing it.
Yeah.
Not you personally, but listeners.
The listeners.
And we're supposed to be getting our glasses. We haven't gotten them yet from the Adler.
Yeah.
And I'm a little worried about that because they're selling out everywhere. And then my worst nightmare has come true because I said, what if people just take like their 3D glasses that they have from a movie and photocopy them and sell them? And
that won't work.
There have been bad glasses being sold everywhere.
I know. People are making counterfeit glasses that could make. This is what I heard
a
scientist say. You could be blinded by this.
It's not like a fake ticket on Craigslist where you're out some money. This is you're out some vision.
That's serious. That is very serious.
How do you people sleep at night, you counterfeiters?
Make sure, Wendy, you go to a licensed and bonded legitimate eclipse glass seller. That's the only way I do it.
Can I tell you something? They say that on the news, but how do I know that? I know the Adler, you can go purchase them if they have any left.
You got to use Yelp reviews. That's what I do.
Anyway, I'm very excited, and you're going to be walking to the train at 1:15. Are you going to look for it?
No.
86% of the sun is going to be covered up. This doesn't excite you at all?
No.
It's not going to happen. There's going to be more eclipses, but not here in the where we're going to be able to view it until 2095, which then I got really worried because it's like, I'll be dead. Oh, my God, my kids will be dead. My grandkids might be dead.
Wow.
It's 2095.
That's cheery. I know that it should have some effect on me because it's a scientific miracle is what it is, but it's lost on me. I just, I've seen other eclipses, and every time there is one, they say this will be the last one for 143 years. But then there's another one in a week or two. I don't know how that happens. I know they qualify them all. They're all slightly different, the eclipse, because of the angles and stuff. And I know I should be excited, but it just doesn't, there's nothing about it. Like, I'll watch it on TV. Now, am I allowed, if I watch it on TV, to look directly at the TV, or do I have to wear special TV glasses?
You have to make a shoebox with the pinhole and the aluminum foil to watch
TV
that day.
To watch it through the TV, because just seeing Kathy Brock could make my eyes explode.
Well, she's pretty good looking.
Very attractive lady. Yep.
So I
think it'd be worth it. If it happens, it happens.
In fact, I think when you look at Kathy Brock, you have to have that shoebox and pinhole and aluminum foil, too.
Well, she refers to me as a pinhole. She called me that a couple times.
It wasn't pinhole.
And I know it's part pinhead. I don't know what the other part means, but I just smile politely.
But
whatever.
I'm very excited about this solar eclipse, and the more I think about it, I'm kind of... I know they've
this
already...
is a week from today?
Yes.
So you'll stay late here and go out in... Is there a viewing garden here at WGN that you'll be able to see it from?
No, but here's my large concern that I have.
What?
That is the first day of school for both of my boys.
Yes.
And...
On eclipse day?
Well...
What tyrants.
I gotta tell you, they're... I have a girlfriend whose daughter goes to Southern, and in Carbondale, where you're going to see total eclipsosity.
Yeah.
It's going to be completely dark for several minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, how weird is that going to be? Animals are going to be freaking out.
They won't know what to make of this.
It really is.
We're going to have a sit down with all the local animals and explain what's coming.
But at Carbondale, they have canceled classes, obviously, in the 21st. Because, I mean, really, you've got to see this. Michael's in math class starting at 1 o'clock on Monday, and he goes, I want to see the eclipse. And I said, Michael...
You can't miss school for this.
I said, you're not, you know, it's your first day of school. And I said, you didn't hear this from your mom, so don't blame me.
Yeah.
But if it's 1 o'clock and, you know, your teacher introduces him or herself, and it's now 1:05, and they've made no mention of the eclipse... I said, I think you should raise your hand and say, hi, I'm Michael Mack. Nice to meet you.
Concerned
just
science
wondering
expert.
If we could run outside and check out the eclipse.
Oh, no.
Because, you know, circumference is math.
They will call the kids in his class will call him Dr. Wizzo for the rest of his career, for the rest of his scholastic career. They'll go, that kid over there, that's the kid who asked about the eclipse. You can't let him do that. That's no way to start school.
You can't not. And Dylan's starting high school, and I'm sure LT High School will have. They have a courtyard. I'm sure they're going to have a little viewing thing.
Yeah,
they have to. This is school. This is learning. This is. And math is very much involved in, like I said, radius, circumference, perimeter.
Can I suggest something? What time? This is supposed to take place a week from today, but at what exact time do we know?
We have to look. Camille, you can check that out, but I think it's 1:15-ish.
Here's what we should do as irresponsible radio DJs. We should break into John Williams' show, and we should simultaneously play Here Comes the Sun, and I'm Being Followed by a Moon Shadow at the exact same time.
We're going to have to come in and sabotage it.
It's all right.
He's not going to allow us to do it.
We'll sabotage our own show for 3 hours a day. What's an extra 10 minutes?
Yeah, but we get credit for that.
Right, that's true.
We'll get credit for our sabotage.
No, that's true. Shoot. Stupid logic.
Camille Suknevich, by the way, is filling in for Kevin Richter, who I believe returns tomorrow.
He's coming back tomorrow.
Do we have a ballpark time, Camille?
We do. According to the Adler Planetarium.
Like they would know.
Right. Some blog I found. 11:54 a.m.
Wait a minute.
We're on the air then.
Oh.
I thought...
Crazy radio DJ stunt.
All right, well, I guess how many hours away is Carbondale? Because I think at 1:18 is when their thing is, so it would make sense.
Carbondale's the same time as we are.
Is it lying to me?
Carbondale, Illinois, they're Central Time. They're the same as us.
When is Lucianne Walkowitz coming on? This week, I think, to talk about it. She's from the Adler.
I think later in the week.
Because I got to get to the bottom of this. It'll be really stupid if Michael stands up in math class and it already happened.
Excuse me, teacher. They'll just have to explain to him. Hey, you missed it by an hour and a half. You just missed it.
Oh, my God. I don't...
Yeah?
I thought it was 1 o'clock. If the Adler... Has it changed?
Wendy, on Monday, I'm going to wear both sunblock and moonblock to the show. I'm gonna spray them both liberally on myself. So just be ready.
Where do you get moonblock?
I got a guy.
Oh my God.
There's a guy behind Ford City who sells it to me. I can't go into details.
I have to get to the bottom of this.
We'll figure it out.
I only have a week. I told you I have anticipatory anxiety.
It's a week, and
I'm already worried I'm gonna miss it.
But then there's another one coming in just 61 more years. So if you miss this one...
Can I tell you, I know all you want to do in life, your main goal is to outlive me. I know that's
that
it.
That is all I want to do.
Do you know we'll both be gone?
No, don't say that.
Well, there's no way
that's
you'll be
cruel.
Here.
I could be. I've been eating right. I'll be here. I'll be fine. I'm not... This eclipse means nothing to me, but the next one is the one I'm looking forward to.
You know, seriously.
The next one's going to be big.
I can't find my phone, and I'm waiting for the Powerball winner to call me.
Oh, all right.
He's going to lend me a couple million.
He is?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a break, and then when we come back, I believe Judy Pilak will be on, and we'll talk to her. Somebody's going to do the news. Yeah, Judy's still working here, Wendy. Oh, yeah, that doesn't change. And then other things ahead. It's Bill and Wendy right here on the stream on WGN.
Bill... You're a mean man.
I'm just excited about the eclipse, Wendy.
You're
I can't
not,
help
Judy,
it.
You don't look at it.
I've
whatever
got eclipse
you do.
Fever.
I'm not kidding. I am kind of worried about people who are going to look.
Well, especially they if they bought the fake glasses.
Well, but here's the thing. I think people don't understand that they're going to look when the eclipse is happening, you know,
yeah.
when the sun is covered.
Yeah.
But that's when you damage your eyes.
Because they lull you in a false sense of lookiness where you think, this
well,
is
you
safe.
Don't know when it's going to move.
Right.
So you're looking, and that little sliver,
right.
That's when it happens.
Yeah, but you guys, they always say you're not supposed to look at the sun anyway. And sometimes when you're laying on a beach.
Yeah.
Don't you sometimes look at the sun?
Well, when I'm driving home almost every night now.
It's in your eyes.
But it's behind a building, so I'm doo-doo-doo-doo along the Eisenhower.
Then you get LASIK surgery.
It's not the same because, see, when the moon goes over the sun and it's dark, your eyes dilate.
Yeah.
Then when that sliver comes up, when you're looking because you think, oh, I have time. Your eyes can't adjust.
My eyes were dilated to 3 the last time that happened.
Don't you love when your eyes are dilated after you go to the eye doctor?
Yes.
Freaky.
Yes. So your advice, Judy, to the eclipse fans out there
eclipse.
Is do not... Yeah. You can watch it online. Don't look directly into it.
No.
Look to the left
unless
or to
you
the
have
right.
glasses. And sunglasses don't work.
Yeah.
Not even polarized.
No. People are...
When the moon is in the seventh planet and Jupiter
no,
aligns
seventh
with
house.
Seventh house.
Yeah.
That's I can't
seventh
remember.
Planet.
I thought it was
then
the seventh
peace
planet.
Will reign.
Guide our planet and love will steer the stars. This is the dawning of the age
this is
of
the
way, Aquarius.
This is what this hour is supposed age to be. It's Broadway show tune. This is what I like.
Oh, man. I love that.
Let's
song.
Do something from Oklahoma. Ready? Go.
I know it. Wait, hang on. Well, you, of course,
oh,
there's a...
Oklahoma.
No, it's Oklahoma,
that's
where
it.
The wind comes creeping down the sails.
Sweeping down the plane.
All right, whatever.
Wow.
I think that's verse two.
Creeping down the sails. You're in a boat called Oklahoma.
I'm mixing that up with
as
some
you guys,
pirate song from Pirates of Penzance.
As you know, I was Helen Keller, and so I don't
yes.
have any words.
But you were Helen Keller in Oklahoma, which doesn't make sense.
I said one word, Wawa. When they look at me, I go, Wawa.
She's supposed to be in her own show, not in Oklahoma.
Isn't that the Surrey with the fringe on top?
Yes. From Oklahoma.
Don't push me with musical
knowledge.
No,
you're
knowledge.
Very good.
How about Brigadoon, Wendy?
I've never even heard of that.
Wendy What's knows that? It. Unless it's got Julie Andrews in it, then she doesn't know it, conveniently.
Sound of Music?
No,
I know the hills
you.
Are alive.
Yes.
With something.
With the sounds of music.
The hills are alive.
Yeah. Yeah.
And yeah. so is Julie Andrews.
Now, Weird Al Yankovic and I are working on a song called How Do You Solve a Problem Like Korea that we hope to have ready very soon, Judy.
Oh, how do you solve a problem like Korea?
Won't that be a big seller?
No.
I think it won't be. All right.
No.
It's news time, everybody. We have to put the Broadway show tunes away for just a little bit to cover the rest of the news. Here with the news is Judy Pilak. We're shocked to hear this.
All right.
You wanted to clear up something,
yes.
Wendy, eclipse related.
I'm only hearing out of one ear of my headphones.
Right.
Is it everybody or is it?
No.
I've
no.
had these headphones 2 weeks, maybe a month.
Were you listening to the eclipse? Because that'll screw up your,
yeah.
your ears.
It's obviously blocked your ear.
You can't look at it or listen to it.
All right, here's what happened. We asked Camille to look it up, and she's sitting in for Kevin today. And you are correct. According to Adler's, the AdlerPlanetarium.org website, in Chicago, the eclipse will begin at approximately 11:54 a.m., but at 1:19 p.m., the moon will block 87% of the sun.
So first, it's just a pregame show.
Right. So right. are we going to cover that on our show?
Oh, yeah.
What songs are we going to play?
We're going to play...
Dark Side of the Moon, too.
Here Comes the Sun, and I'm being followed by a moon shadow at the same time. Same exact time.
And Dark Side of the Moon?
Oh, yeah. Dark Side of the Moon.
Yeah. Oh, not this song.
Yeah. Bonnie Tyler.
No.
Total Eclipse of the Heart. We'll play that.
Every now and then I get
This is the worst.
This doesn't
song.
Do it. You don't like this?
No, Bright Eyes, I don't.
Oh. This is only...
We can leave it run just to annoy people.
No, because we only have 22 minutes left in the show, and we'll be finishing at the exact same time as this song. Every now and then I get
a little bit nervous. This is what Rod Stewart sounds like now, by the way.
Yeah, you're right. It's very similar.
You're going to listen to this song all day Monday.
In its entirety. I don't know why, but this song, I kind of enjoy this. It's my favorite song about eclipses.
Well, it's an eclipse of the heart. That's different than the lunar.
It's not that different. You can't, if you have one, you also cannot look directly at it if you have a total eclipse of your heart.
Well, 119 is the big time.
Meaning, here in Chicago, that's when we'll see the most... will it be dark? Will it be...
87% of the sun is going to be covered. So the sun's
so dark.
Pretty strong.
Yeah.
And we'll talk to Lucianne Wachowicz about this.
I'm
going
to find some dumb people and try to convince them that I'm a witch and that I have the ability to make the sun go away.
Why are you pointing at me?
I just happened to. I can't help it.
I was thinking we should talk to Orion about this because I'm sure the animals are freaked out a little bit by not maybe not scared, but
well, because it'll only happen for a few seconds, right? It doesn't stay like that for all day.
2 minutes.
For 2 minutes, animals will adjust. It's Steve Dale I'm worried about.
It's dark in the middle of the day.
I think animals have to explain to Steve Dale that everything's okay.
Come here. Sit on my back.
Stop crying. Everything will be all right. Come on.
All right. Well, 119 on Monday. The moon will block 87% of the sun. And the Adler's hosting Chicago's biggest eclipse block party.
You going?
No, I'll be
you
here.
I would go. You were serious about your son actually disturbing class to say we need to be let outside so we can watch this?
Bill, I can't sit idly by while
science takes its way.
I mean, be honest.
Yeah.
I know you're a goof.
Yeah.
Really be honest with me.
Yeah.
Don't you think that kids that start school that day, I mean, look at, I'm crazy about this eclipse.
Yeah.
It's a school. It's a learning experience. You don't think they're going to say, hey, welcome to class. I'll be your teacher and let's go outside and look at the eclipse. I have glasses for y'all.
All right, so the glasses are a couple dollars each.
Yeah.
So a school would have to supply, say there's 30 kids in a class. I don't know how many classes are at school. It would cost them hundreds, if not thousands of dollars to give them safe eyewear. It seems impossible, doesn't it? I can't imagine a
You'd
school
be a crappy
budgeting.
Teacher.
Well, there's that, and there's also the fact that I don't know enough about any particular subject to teach. Those are the two things that really have prevented me from a teaching career.
If it goes unnoticed in his class, maybe should I tell him to, you know, excuse
Find another
himself?
School.
No, excuse himself that he has to go
school.
To the bathroom.
No, they'll figure that out. They'll go, oh, how convenient. You have to go right at eclipse time. You go to jail. They'll send him to jail.
Then he should moon them. If they won't show the lunar eclipse
right.
or solar eclipse, I guess
then
it
your
is.
Son will have mooned somebody, and then it all comes full circle.
I want him to see it. You're really not going to look up while you're walking?
I don't know. I should be interested in this, but there's no part of this. Like, I've heard so much discussion about it the last few days. I'm like, oh, God, just let it happen and end already. It doesn't do anything for me at all.
Anybody in your family interested about
no,
it?
No, not at all.
Zero. I don't believe you.
They're not. On our way in, Terry drove me into work today, and...
she shares your cynicism for life, though.
No.
In life.
It's not cynicism. It's just... I don't know. There's some things that you just go, I don't know. Is that that big of a deal? Just the way the stars are aligned for a half a second? That's
it
no
just shows you how giant the universe
but
is.
I know
and
that.
We're just
I already know that. I'm not surprised by that. I'm glad because it gives... There's a lot of space, and I like that. I like having a lot of space. But...
Camille, are you going to look at it?
Yeah, I got to get glasses.
But did you hear the enthusiasm in Camille's voice? That's how I feel. Are you going to watch it? Yeah, I guess so.
If I'm outside.
If I'm forced to.
Well, I'll go outside.
You guys.
An eclipse.
I don't want to go blind. I'm scared. Like, I'm scared of that kind of, like, because they risk it. They hype it up so much. And
right.
And I'm like,
the
oh,
blind
I'm
going
to go blind.
Yeah. Is it worth going blind for? Mm-mm.
I don't even remember how to make that shoebox. I'm sure I can go onto YouTube. I have a lot of empty shoeboxes.
Yeah.
Do you remember you made that in school?
I didn't because I didn't care. But other everybody else
you
in my class
are,
did.
You know how I say that, what's his name? I blocked him out. He used to be the quarterback. Jay Cutler is uncoachable. You were unteachable.
I'm unteachable.
You didn't even care then?
No. Because I know that during any given day, we'll get some sun and some darkness. So the fact that it's happening simultaneously, it's like, all right, fine, do it. Do it every day. I don't care. I know I should care, but I don't care. And I want to care. Like, there was a time as a kid that I go, oh, that's kind of, nah.
I get it. I get it. I really do. As a kid, though, you'd think, it's just so cool that the sun and the moon are lining up.
Why is that cool again? Explain why.
Because I can't feel the earth rotating.
Right.
I know it is,
right,
but I can't feel it.
Yeah.
And it just kind of explains everything to me. I've always enjoyed science a lot, though, so maybe that has something to do with it.
I like things like, I know that this doesn't happen often, so normally it would qualify, but I like things that are very unlike, like when, remember when...
A cat's born with three heads.
I'm into that. I would buy
an albino buffalo.
I would buy special glasses to look at that. I would. Or the one that I always want to be a witness to, and I still haven't, but I'm not giving up, is somebody spontaneously combusting. That, to me, that's fascinating.
You wouldn't want to see that.
Oh, I would. I would look at that. I would want to see
I
that.
I wouldn't. That would be something. You'd be scarred for life. You'd be like, what if I all of a sudden just did it right now?
That'd be so cool. I would just
Should I save it for the air?
You know, yeah, definitely do it on air. But you know how, like, everybody, we now live in an age where everybody's always got their phones out and they're taking pictures and video, and I never do? I would learn how to do it if, like, you were, this is unbelievable.
But it would happen so fast, you'd have to videotape me all the time just in case it happened.
I guess.
Waste a lot of your time.
So there's no warning to well, no, because it's spontaneous. You don't, I guess the word.
Three,
right,
two.
Right. You know, sometimes we'll do that with a commercial read. It's like, oh, you got 3 seconds. You got to read this. I would need whoever's producing that day, Camille, or if Kevin's back, to go, Wendy combusting on three, on two. So I would have some lead time.
Yeah, you'd have no lead time. It just would God, what if it just happened right now?
I'd feel responsible. And I don't want, for the record, I don't want you to.
Right, but it would
but
be
if
cool.
I was somewhere and somebody did, even though it would be ghastly, I would still go, imagine that. I'm looking at this guy and he just explodes for no reason at all. He just combusted.
That would be the one time you would sound like Keanu Reeves because you'd go,
whoa.
You would too, because what else would you say?
I would. And also, depending on exactly how they combusted, I don't want to mess my clothes up.
They explode.
So you'd get some. It'd be like being at a Gallagher show with watermelon, except this would be a real. This would be a guy's melon instead of a watermelon. Oh, there's guts all over me. Nobody wants that.
Nobody is going to self.
There's guts all over
spontaneously me. Spontaneously combust.
Combust.
Combut.
But it has happened, right? That's not a myth. Nobody's ever done that. I thought people did it.
Well, I've heard of it.
Check the Adler Planetarium's website. See what they say. I think people used to do it more often. I think it used to be a big deal, but now people are like, yeah, I'm lazy. I'm not going to combust.
The Hollywood Reporter reporting, I just got an alert. Deadpool 2 stunt person dies on set. Police are investigating.
This is becoming more and more prevalent.
There have been
the
stunt
Walking
people,
Dead guy.
Yeah, forever. And I don't know, maybe we just didn't hear about it, but I feel like we would have heard about it.
Yeah.
It didn't happen that frequently. I know Jason Lee, Bruce Lee's son, Bruce Lee's son, Jason, he was shot with a blank.
Right.
And it was a blank, but it penetrated him in a way in which it killed him. That was an ironic, weird twist of fate when he died filming, was it The Crow?
Yeah, it was the movie The Crow. And then also, do you remember an actor named John Eric Hexum?
He died
in a similar gun mishap with a gun that they didn't think would discharge much, but it did, and he died. I remember, the Tom Cruise one just happened where he hurt himself during Mission Impossible 6. But do you remember when they were making the Three Musketeer movies and one of the guys who was in the movie had an accident with his horse and he died?
No.
I want to say his name is Roy Kinnear. No, is it Roy Kinnear? I think that's his name. Somebody died during either the Three Musketeers had a sequel called The Four Musketeers, and I think it was during that one that he died. Some mishap with a horse.
What do I Google on this? Musketeer.
Put Roy Kinnear, K-I-N-E-A-R.
Like Greg, but not...
Yeah. Greg Kinnear is fine. If people are tuning in, there's no reason to worry about Greg Kinnear unless he stares directly at the eclipse on Monday, and then you got a problem.
You have a computer right there.
I don't know how to work it.
Yes, you do. Roy Kinnear, an English actor. He was in The Three Musketeers. Here's what happened to him. He died of a heart attack.
Nothing with a horse?
At a hospital in Madrid after falling from a horse.
Yeah.
He was 54 years old.
Yeah.
But you don't hear a lot of stunt people accidents. They're pretty careful with
normally
everything.
Normally they're pretty careful. Now this Tom Cruise one, I haven't seen the video yet.
But he just hurt his knee, and Tom Cruise shouldn't be doing his own stunts anymore. I'm sorry.
But he prides himself, like every time he does one of these movies, his selling point, like whenever he goes on the talk shows, his selling point is they said to him, Tom, this one is too dangerous. You can't do it. But he's Tom Cruise, so he goes, oh, no, I'm doing it. But maybe this will wisen him up a little bit.
Injured during a Mission Impossible 6 shoot. God, I saw the first two. I didn't know this was going to be number 6.
Mm-hmm.
It might be even more severe than anticipated.
Uh-oh. Now, at first they said his face, but then they changed it and said it's not his face, that it's another part. Because Tom Cruise, let's be honest, he's a good actor, but his face is what sells tickets, right?
That's why you're on this show.
That's the reason I'm here. It's
your
my face.
Sells
my poker face. my butter face.
The accident involving the injuries, rather. Might be more severe than previously thought because he tried and failed his building stunt jump at least twice.
Oh, no.
TMZ has obtained a second video showing Tom on Sunday attempting to clear a building with one giant hop.
What?
And like the first
clip...
So he
was jumping from a building onto another building?
Yeah.
Oh, that you're only supposed to see that in the movies. You're not really supposed to do that.
Oops. Sorry.
And it was a second failed?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, one is enough for me. Yeah. I wouldn't do a second one.
They should have a deal with him. Like, if you mess it up the first time, we get in a stunt.
You bring in another guy. Oh, that's not good.
I can't find the video. But, yes, it did happen twice, according to TMZ, which used to be a goofy little place, and now, like, I believe pretty much everything they report.
I know.
And he was jumping from building to building. And hit his knee. But again, that's not life-threatening.
Were you on the day that Jake Johnson was on? Do you know who he is? He's an actor who was on New Girl. He's a Chicago
actor.
Yes,
I was on.
You were here that day, right?
Yeah.
Right. So I don't know if you heard this exchange or not. I can't remember if this was on air or off air, but he was just in the last The Mummy movie that Tom Hanks was in.
Yeah.
And he said that they had all these dangerous stunts, and he goes, "Blech, I can't believe that you," because he's telling this to Tom Cruise, "I can't believe you're going to do these stunts." And Tom Cruise goes, "Oh, I'm not just doing them. You play my friend who also does them." And he goes, "Well, I'm not really going to do them." And he goes, "Oh, no, if I do them, you're doing them. I wouldn't be able to do that. There's
Hit
no
the
way I'd be
button.
Able to do that."
Do you know the little arrow is the play button? And you'll see him trying to jump from one building to another and just really misjudged it and whacked his whole leg into it.
So he's on a harness, right? He'd have to be on a harness.
So he wouldn't fall and plummet to his death.
Right.
But it would have to.
This was a hard hit.
He smashed into the side of a cement building. Yeah, that'll mess your knee up.
Didn't you know who Jeremy Renner is?
Yes.
Hawkeye from the Avengers.
Yes.
He's been in a bunch of stuff. I think he just did his own stunt somewhere and ended up breaking both of his arms. This just happened like a month or so ago.
See, why do you do... You don't do your own stunts every day here on the radio.
On this show, no. Bring Dave Plyer in to do them.
Why would
myself.
You do that? Why would you risk... This is what you do. This is your bread and butter. Why would you risk...
Oh, you were just being...
Literally dying, not you. I'm
when you
just
said
saying.
This is your bread and butter, I looked up because I thought you had bread and butter for me. I got excited. I'm hungry.
I just don't understand. I mean, these are serious stunts.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't he really hold on to an airplane?
Jumping from one building. Yeah.
He was harnessed.
Was it Mission Impossible 5? What movie
I don't
was
know
it?
Which
or was
one
it
was.
Jack Reacher? There's some... In a lot of Tom Cruise's movies, he's on a plane where either the pilot falls out of the cockpit, something happens to the plane. So he's hanging onto the outside of the plane, And that video was all over the place where they were explaining to him, they go, Tom, seriously, we know you like to do your own stunts, but this is way too dangerous. And he goes, oh, no, I don't care. I'm doing it.
But he was strapped onto the plane.
Yeah,
still, would you do it?
No. No. Uh-uh.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it either.
Because that, I mean, oh, what was the one? Forgive me for not remembering which of these Tom Cruise movies these are, but if you go to see a lot of Tom Cruise movies, you'll notice there's a theme that happens in a lot of them. Sometimes it's the airplane where there's, you know, the pilot is either the enemy or he just gets out of the plane. But there's some movie where he's way, way, way up on the top of the skyscraper. And he, Tom Cruise, shows up for the first day of shooting and he just walks to the edge of it and he gets up on that ledge and he's just standing and he's looking over it. And they go, what are you doing? And he goes, I just want to see how the stunt's going to go. And they convince him. They go, you can't just stand there on the edge of a high building like that.
Ghost Protocol?
It was Ghost Protocol. But that's one of the Mission Impossible movies.
All right.
That's number 4 or 5. Either 4 or 5. But, yeah, he's just standing. And this is like a huge skyscraper. There's no net. There's no anything underneath him. I know when they actually filmed it, they did put nets under there. But for this, he's just looking at the area going, okay, so I'll come in from this angle. That guy will come in from this angle. I was getting dizzy watching it. I'm watching it on my computer, and I'm holding on to the chair.
I know. Neither of us like heights. Is he upset that Nicole left him for Keith Urban? Is he trying to kill himself?
Maybe.
Because why would you? I mean, I really don't. I know that a lot of... He's not... That's not what he does for a living. He's a decent actor. He's not a stunt person.
Right.
Don't the stunt people get mad? I know voiceover actors are mad that all the celebrities are getting voice work.
No, I think the stunt people love him because then they go, I can just sit and watch.
Yeah, but then they don't have a gig.
No, they still... Every movie I've ever seen him in, they still list a whole bunch of people for stunts. So obviously somebody's there helping them. They still work. They help them coordinate it. But it's not their life on the line. It's his life on the line.
Has anyone explained to him that these are movies?
Right. You don't have to do it. That guy looks enough like you. We can make it look like it's you. Let him do it.
I don't know. But so we just got a report that they're filming Deadpool 2 and a stunt person dies on the set. Police are investigating. Vancouver police said a female died while performing a motorcycle stunt.
Mm.
Yeah, that's something,
too.
There
have been, though, in the last year or so, there have been more weird mishaps. The guy from Walking Dead, like we said, comes to mind right away. This Jeremy Renner story from a couple of weeks ago. It's not good. I know that we, the audience, likes to see death-defying acts right before our eyes, but it's not worth dying over.
No, it certainly isn't.
All right, let's do this. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll close things off and tell you about tomorrow. A big guest coming up on tomorrow's show. Stick around. Bill and Wendy, WGN.
And we mentioned actor Tom Cruise injured his knee as he was performing a stunt for the sixth Mission Impossible movie, jumping from one building to another. You can Google it. Bill, you saw it. I mean, he really whacked the side of the building.
Yeah, it looked hard.
There's a Florida couple, that did their own stunt as well. This didn't end really well. A Florida couple was transporting a grill.
Wendy, don't you get all up into my grill. I watched a lot of Maury the last couple of days.
A Florida couple transporting a propane barbecue grill inside their SUV was injured on Sunday. You know, let me just say, I'll explain the situation and then I'll explain what happened.
All right.
The grill was turned on and the propane tank was open. I don't think that was intended.
Right.
You know, sometimes the little screw knob on the top of your propane tank can get turned.
Yeah.
But it was in the back of a Kia Sorento when the couple left a barbecue at the Central Florida Fairgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
So they had a nice little barbecue going on. They probably let the grill cool off.
Sure.
They forgot to turn it off. And as they're transporting it, a man and a woman, the woman lit a smoke.
Oh, no.
She lit a cigarette. And after the explosion, the vehicle kept traveling until it crashed into a light pole. Both people inside the SUV sustained burns, but their injuries are not life-threatening. But I know sometimes you don't know or you don't remember if you turn the propane tank off, but if you're transporting one in your car, the last thing you would do would be light a cigarette.
Solid advice, Wendy. Solid advice.
I like to leave people learning something.
Everything but the grill. All right. It's time for us to stop. On tomorrow's show, comedian Emo Phillips joins us. Very funny man. Emo Phillips will be with us.
10:30.
That's at 10:30 on regular traditional radio. And then you and I will come up and goof around for an hour from 12 to 1.
Is that what we call this?
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. All right. That's it for today, everybody. More shows tomorrow and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday and then Monday.
Keep going. And then Tuesday.
Well, Monday is Eclipse Day.
Oh, my God. I almost forgot.
Yeah. That's how exciting it is. You almost forgot. That's it. Bye, everybody. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.